If only God would stop it all. That is the cry of the prophet Isaiah in our Old Testament reading today. If only God would come down and stop the warfare in Ukraine, Russia, Israel, Palestine, Jordan, Lebanon, Syria, Sudan, South Sudan, Central African Republic, Kenya, Somalia, Democratic Republic of the Congo, and so many other places. Do you know there are over 100 armed conflicts going on around the globe right now? If only God would come down and end the conflict, the division, the hatred between nations, between peoples, between political parties, between neighbors. If only God would come down and bring an end to the violence. So much violence. Did you know there have been more than 500 shootings in which 4 or more people were shot, not including the shooter, in the United States this year alone? If only God would bring healing to the millions of people who suffer illnesses, chronic diseases. If only God would come down and put a stop to flooding and landslides, earthquakes, cyclones, hurricanes, tornadoes. Communities in 20 nations have experienced natural disasters in October and November alone. If only God would bring relief to the thousands of communities around the world experiencing drought or wildfire. If only God would bring hope into the despair, healing into the brokenness, life into the death which threatens to overwhelm us. So much injustice, so much inequity and poverty, so much division and conflict and hatred, so much suffering. If only God would show God's power, come down, wipe out evil, fix the brokenness, vindicate the faithful, create peace and harmony, bounty for all. If only, this is what Isaiah cries. Can you relate? Can you understand how the prophet feels? The time was different, the details were different, the names on the maps were different, but the struggles, suffering, the brokenness that Isaiah was crying out against, I think are all too familiar. Today we begin the season of Advent. We begin with the cry of Isaiah. God, if only you would fix all this mess. If only. And then the prophet Isaiah begins to wonder, to reflect, maybe this is happening because of our sin. Maybe all this brokenness is our own fault. Maybe we've brought this suffering, destruction, this mess on ourselves. Maybe God has turned against us. So finally, as our reading today closes, the prophet pleads, please, O God, please turn toward us in mercy. Come down. This is how we start Advent, the beginning of the church year, our yearly journey through the salvation history, through the life, the story of Jesus. This is how we begin, by remembering the cry of the prophets, remembering the cry of the people, the longing of the people of the Old Testament. This is how we begin, by remembering the cry of people who were desperate for God to come down. Not so we can say, oh, those poor people who lived so long ago before Jesus, they didn't know what we know now. No. We remember the cry of those people long ago so we can see how it is echoed in our own cries, our own longing for God to come down, our desire for God is so often an echo of theirs, so often the same. For the truth is, the reign of God in Jesus has begun, but it is not yet complete. The transformation of humanity, the fulfillment of hope, the triumph of love, the reign of peace in which there will be no more tears, no more hunger, no more poverty, no more desperation, no more conflict or division or hate. The reign of Christ, the fulfillment of God's love in human hearts is not yet complete. And so we start in the same place they were so long ago, with a cry of despair and with questions. Why, oh God, is it taking so long? Why is the reign of tyrants whom you promised to tear down not ended? Why is there so much brokenness? Why is there so much hate and division, conflict, violence, destruction, death? Could part of it be our own fault? Could some of it be the fault of humanity's persistent focus on me and mine, control, power, us versus them? Could some of the brokenness, the chaos, the despair, the mess be our own fault? This is how we begin Advent, with a cry for help and an acknowledgement of our brokenness, the brokenness of humanity and our own. This is how we begin the new church year, with a reminder that life, not just Advent, life itself is often about waiting and hoping. The reign of God has appeared, has begun, has come near, but it's not complete. The time is at hand, we hear, yet it's not fulfilled. We live in the already, but not yet. They're still waiting and hoping. They're still waiting and still hoping. And finally, also, there's one more reminder. There is the assurance, the good news, that we do not wait to no avail, that we do not hope in vain. No, we start Advent, this new church year, this journey through Jesus' story, remembering, yes, there is chaos. Yes, there is brokenness. Yes, there's destruction and death. Yes, we cry out, oh Lord, how long? Yes, we're still waiting and hoping for the reign of God to bring all things into God's love and peace. And yes, also, and the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, the way of Jesus, the calling of Jesus, the transformative power of Jesus' Spirit of love and life that is our breath. Yes, we are assured that reconciliation, not division, love, not hate, life, not death, have the final word. This is the good news of Jesus, the Christ, as we wait for the reign of God's love, that we do not wait in vain. We do not hope to no avail. At the end of the Gospel of Mark, just before Jesus shares the Last Supper with his disciples and then is arrested and crucified the next day, at the end of the Gospel of Mark, we read the words we heard this morning. Jesus is looking forward towards the future, looking toward the future, toward the days when the kingdom will come. In those days, he said, amid the suffering and tribulation, in the midst of the disaster and cataclysm, when everything, including the earth itself, seems to be falling apart, in those days, the human one will come with power and splendor to rescue you, to save you, to reign over all. This is the good news, the human one, or as it's traditionally translated, the Son of Man, But in Aramaic, the language Jesus spoke, the phrase son of meant one who has the character of son of a human, literally means one who embodies humanity, who is truly human. This is the good news. When humanity is at war and conflict, there are earthquakes and famines, when nations and peoples and even family members will turn against one another, when the whole earth, the whole creation is falling apart, Jesus says, then on a cloud from the heavens, from God, comes the Son of Man, the human one, the truly human human. Comes with splendor and power to bring a new way forward, to bring salvation. He will come from the heavens, Jesus says. Send his angels to save and gather God's people into God's reign. This is the good news. The prophets cry, how long? How long, O Lord? How long, if only you would come and save us? To which Jesus responds, our Christ proclaims, do not fear. God's reign, God's rule, God's love is at hand in you, my body on earth. This is Advent, waiting and hoping and the assurance that indeed God is with us, God will reign, and in the end, at the end, all will end with God's love. Repent and believe, be transformed by God and trust. This is the good news of Advent. Amen.